something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. In the church, we can start your, doesn't matter how you come. You may come to church when everything is all right with you. Praise God. You may come to church with a lot of problems. Doesn't matter. The word of God will help you. We will minister to you. We will join you and help you and strengthen you. And then you become a helper too. Don't stay at the level of being needy for too long. There are those you need to follow up. You got to visit them and talk to them about coming to church again. You know, you got to go after them, encourage them to keep coming. But if that's been happening to you, for example, maybe somebody had to call you today to come to church. Maybe somebody had to remind you. Maybe somebody even had to come pick you and bring you to church. Great. But don't let that continue for too long. You must be the one very soon helping somebody else come to church, picking somebody else to church, reminding someone else about the service. You've got to be the one that's growing too. That's the way it's supposed to be. Jesus wins you. Jesus builds you. Then Jesus sends you to win others and build others and send others so they can win others and build others and send them. That's the way it got to us. We didn't read, I didn't write this Bible. I met it here. Same Bible that Paul preached, that Peter preached. Same message. Same message that came from Moses, Solomon, David. Same message they all believe. Same message. You'd find a progression of revelation from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Same message. From Genesis, when God made a promise of the Redeemer, and the prophets kept on talking about it, that he would come until he came. But it didn't stop there. They talked about what the Redeemer would do, and about the new creation. And he came and performed the redemption and brought forth the new creation. And then the word also talked about the life of the new creation. And all that has gone on till today. And what we're doing today is multiplying the members of that new creation. Because the Bible does tell us that he'll come again. And we're waiting for that. Praise God. So this world is not the end. Tell somebody, this world is not the end. Jesus is coming again. And I will be ready when he shows up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'd like us to get quickly into spiritual sacrifices. The importance of this subject, for those of you, just in case you didn't get into this when we got started, we're talking about priesthood and sacrifices. The fact that every Christian has been made a priest. Now, I didn't say every Christian has been made a high priest. Just for the records. There's only one high priest. His name is Jesus. Amen? As it was in the Old Testament, when there was only one high priest and many priests. But the high priest of that Old Testament went into the presence of God in the most holy place once every year to offer a blood sacrifice on behalf of the nation. But every day, the priests ministered. He and the priests ministered in the tabernacle. They had a lot of work to do. But once every year, only the high priest went into the most holy place where the presence of God was to offer the blood of atonement on behalf of the people on what they call the Yom Kippur Day, all right, the Day of Atonement. Jesus Christ has become our high priest, according to the Bible, and does not need to go into the most holy place in heaven every year. The Bible says he did it once and for all time. He went into that most holy place once with his own blood. We already talked about this. He went into the most holy place once with his own blood. And it was enough. The priest of the Old Testament, the high priest of the Old Testament, had to do it once every year because the Bible says it was not possible for the blood of bulls, goats, calves to take away sin. So there was a remembrance of sin every year. And so he had to do it again every year. In fact, the Bible says that before he did it on behalf of the nation, he had to do it for himself too. See that? Because he also needed to be purged of his own sins. I told you how that they had a chain around his waist with bearers on the chain. And then as he took his steps, the bearers rang. And they knew the high priest was still alive. Because there was a great curtain that separated the holy place from the most holy place. That curtain was about 4 inches thick from top to the bottom. Nobody ever entered into the most holy place. So if the high priest didn't offer his own blood sacrifice and he went into the most holy place, he died. And nobody went in there to take him out. And the only way they knew he died was when the bearers stopped ringing. And there were 9 bearers around his waist. And those 9 bearers signified the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. As long as those bells are ringing in the church, you know Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. So every time the man took his steps, you heard the bells. The priest knew he was alive. If they stopped hearing the bells ringing, then they pulled the chain to drag the high priest out because he was dead. Now, when Jesus was on the cross, during the crucifixion, the Bible says he was there a total of 6 hours. Do you remember that? From when they put him there until he died. But while he was on that cross, Jesus cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the Father turned his back on Jesus because our sins were laid on Jesus. And the Bible says that God is so righteous, he's so pure, he doesn't look at sin. So when our sins were laid on Jesus, the Father turned his back on Jesus. And Jesus cried out so. Then he said, "It is finished." And his head dropped. The job was completed. His head dropped. Jesus died. When Jesus died, the Bible records, there was an earthquake. And the rocks began to break. It says there was darkness from the ninth hour. The sixth hour to the ninth hour. There was darkness for 3 hours. Everywhere was dark. Because the Son of God was dying. And the man who was in charge of the crucifixion, the Roman centurion, who was in charge of the crucifixion, was watching all this. And suddenly somebody ran from the temple because the priests were all there waiting, watching Jesus die. And they called the priest and said, "Something's happened in the temple. What is it?" They said, "The great veil, that 4 inches thick veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place, was torn in two from the top to the bottom," meaning it was not the hand of man because it was very high. It was torn from the top to the bottom. And the holy place that nobody ever entered except the high priest once in a year was exposed. Meaning two things. Three things actually. Number one, that the presence of God was open now to everybody. Number two, that the most holy place in the earth had ceased to function. So it was open. Number three, that the high priest from the Levitical family had been sacked. He had sacked the priesthood. So there was a need for the change of the law. Wonderful. Now, Jesus Christ is risen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says that he has made us priests and kings unto God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.